This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The USDA is moving forward on the second and final round of trade mitigation payments to farmers hurt from retaliation by America's trading partners. Commodity producers are now eligible to receive market facilitation payments on the second half of their 2018 production. The USDA has been sending out the first round of MFP payments to producers since September on the first 50% of their 2018 production. The MFP payments are designed for almond, cotton, corn, dairy, hog, sorghum, soybeans, fresh sweet cherry, and wheat producers. Producers are only required to register one time for both the first and second round of payments. The MFP sign-up period runs through January the 15th, 2019, but producers actually have to wait until May 1st to certify their 2018 production numbers. Farmers who haven't done so can find sign-up information and instructions at www.farmers.gov/MFP. Eligible producers must wait until harvest is completely finished, as payments are made based on a 2018 total production. Farmers that have already applied, completed harvest, and certified their production will receive a second payment on 50% of their production, multiplied by the MFP rate for each commodity. And the USDA has worked diligently in 2018 to expand trade opportunities around the world for U.S. ag producers. Those efforts paid off as global sales remained strong in spite of a challenge in the trade arena throughout the year. Ted McKinney, Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, says it's been a roller coaster ride this year, but U.S. farm exports remain strong, thanks in no small part to the Foreign Agricultural Service. One of the biggest highlights of the year was the successful negotiation of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada trade agreement. The USDA also broke down trade barriers and provided more access to overseas markets for several commodities. They included poultry and dairy to Canada through the USMCA, as well as lamb and goat meat to Japan, beef and pork in Argentina, poultry to India and Namibia, lamb to El Salvador, beef and poultry to Morocco, eggs to South Africa, and dairy to Turkey. Foreign Ag Service staff also worked around the globe to assist the U.S. exporters in releasing hundreds of shipments that have been detained in foreign ports. The USDA made sure that more than $77 million of perishable U.S. products arrived safely at their intended destinations. Among them was beef to Bulgaria, cherries to Taiwan, and cranberries to China. We're back here on your afternoon farm show. Farmers got some good news last week with the signing of a new farm bill, but a key farm state senator says many challenges remain. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says, despite the farm bill boost and the five-year certainty now of farm programs, ag lenders at his town meetings still expect farm failures.
Bankers that have come to town and farm credit people that have come to town had said there's going to be more filing for bankruptcy.
Grassley says the numbers he's seen are significant.
The increase could be as much as 30 to 50%. So, from the farmer's point of view, I don't have anything other than what the bankers have said to me.
The biggest factor now is low commodity prices, followed by tariff retaliation.
I haven't had people on an ad hoc basis complain about low prices per se, but low prices are a result of overproduction, except for maybe soybeans, the impact of China trade.
Though China recently started buying U.S. beans again, after talks between President Trump and China's President Xi. Other challenges would be the rising interest rates, high input costs, Congress' failure so far to extend biodiesel and other tax breaks, and the possibility of an extending government shutdown. Though the USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue reassured producers Friday, market facilitation payments and commodity buys to offset tariff damage will continue, even with a government shutdown. Meat, poultry, and egg inspections will also continue, as will Forest Service law enforcement and emergency responses to natural disasters. In local news, as 2019 approaches, the Illinois crop planting season won't be too far behind, and there are plenty of tools and updates to help farmers plan to prepare for a successful planting season. Upcoming winter crop seminars are scheduled across the state to assist farmers on a variety of topics, including federal crop insurance offerings, using drones to provide an aerial view of crop monitoring, navigating the crop insurance claim process should devastation hit your farm, and a market outlook on grain prices for 2019. Country Financial, Illinois Farm Bureau, and other organizations are pleased to team up for these winter crop seminars and offer dozens of talks throughout Illinois to better equip farmers and growers with the knowledge they need to make informed decisions for their operation. Two local crop seminars will be held in Greenville and Vandalia on Tuesday, January the 8th. The location for the seminar in Greenville will be at the St. Lawrence Catholic Church Posh Center at 402 South Prairie Street in Greenville. That will be held from 9 a.m. till noon. And the seminar in Vandalia will be held at the Fayette County Farm Bureau at 1125 Sunset Drive in Vandalia. Lunch will begin at noon with the presentation following at 1245. Doug Yoder, Brad Clough, and Andrew Mazzell of Country Financial, along with Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor, will be the speakers this year. The presentation will include the crop insurance and crop claim update, market outlook update, and a drone presentation. And if you'd like to attend either one of the cropping seminars, the contact information would be Dick Horner in Greenville at 618-664-1341, or for the one in Vandalia, you can contact the Fayette County Farm Bureau at 618-283-5357. And in our FFA feature for this Thursday, the Nokomis FFA agronomy team that won the Section 19 contest in November placed third at the state agronomy contest. The competition was hosted by the University of Illinois at Champaign and was held on Saturday, December the 8th. The agronomy team was tested on their overall knowledge for classifying and judging crops, weeds, machinery, as well as an overall written test. Agronomy is one of the largest competitions that the FFA organization conducts. The members that attended state were Cody Nodal, Ethan Nodal, Brandon Kaiser, and Caden Reynolds. In addition to the team's success, Cody Nodal placed second overall at state, and Brandon Kaiser placed eighth overall at state. And remember, you can catch all of these stories and more at the website, WSMIRadio.com. Just click on the News and Information tab and find Ag News. For this Thursday afternoon, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.